With all the turmoil that surrounds us, it is easy to become worried and disheartened. Christianity is being attacked and mocked in all areas of our life. Evil is called good, apostasy is everywhere, and many are being martyred for their faith. But still, we can be sure that God has not lost control of the world. In fact, Jesus prophesied that all this would happen and said, "See, I have told you ahead of time." That's in Matthew 24, verse 25. Jesus has warned us that before he returns, there will be a time of worldwide unrest and persecution. But God has given us many precious promises that we need to take a firm hold of if we are to stand firm and overcome to the end. When things are not going well, God's promises seem far off, and during those times we need to have faith like Abraham. At 100 years of age, God told Abraham that he would have a son, and although it seemed impossible, his faith grew. Romans 4:18-21 tell us, "Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations." Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. So rather than think that the situation was hopeless and weaken in his faith, Abraham fully believed God's promise and grew in faith. So we can see why Abraham is the father of our faith, and just like him, we should trust God and firmly hold on to the promises he has given us, because God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? No. That's in Numbers 23, verse 19. God has given us many promises which we can be sure he will fulfill. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will keep us through all of creation's evils. He will not allow us to be tested beyond our limits. He will comfort us in our trials. He will uphold us if we stumble while trusting in him. He will feed and clothe us. He will teach us and guide us in all truth. He will give wisdom to all who ask. He will direct us to the right path. And he will give peace to those who prayerfully call on him. Psalm 147, verse 11 says, "The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love." So we can be sure that God will fulfill all his promises to those who love him. He will always be present to keep us through any and all of the world's evils. He will support and comfort us in our trials, supply our needs, give us wisdom and guidance, grant us his peace, and best of all, he will grant eternal life to those who trust in Jesus as Lord and Saviour. So during these increasingly difficult times, we must unwaveringly take a hold of each and every promise, knowing that God is with us and will strengthen us to overcome to the end and be saved. Let us not be like those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. That's Hebrews 10, verse 39. Amen.